Thank you very much. Chris Thornhill speaking from the United Kingdom. Thank you very much indeed for the presentation on democratisation. It's extremely illuminating and very well researched. I had one observation, which I think in some ways speaks to the core of the analysis, and which is rather critical, relating to the analysis of the relationship between democratisation and military conflict. I think using the criterion which you use to measure democracy currently, there were really very few democracies until 1945. The number of polities that meet your description was very small. So there weren't actually very many democracies that could wage war on each other. At this stage, most wars were waged, up until 1945, most wars were waged by states that were relatively democratic against states that were not yet states, i.e. in the form of colonial warfare. It's only since 1945 that we can speak about a relatively large number of democracies, which has increased over recent decades, but clearly begun to decrease again. But during this time, the frequency of interstate war declined very dramatically in any case. So it's very difficult to measure the situation after 1945 against the situation before 1945. So this correlation between democratization and the preparedness of a government to declare military action against another state, I think, is not very robust. And today, of course, the traditional pre-1945 type of warfare, i.e. warfare declared by a relatively democratic state against a structurally weaker state or a state at a less advanced level of democratization, is still very common. So I think that we need to think very differently about this relationship between democracy and warfare, in that much warfare is initiated by democracies, or at least by polities on a particular point on a spectrum of democratization. It's very important to clarify this, particularly in this forum. Thank you very much.